National Savings Month this year, but so is the increased cost of living. With inflation soaring and food and petrol prices going through the roof, it's tough just trying to get through the month, let alone have money to save. According to Deloitte South African Investment Management Outlook for 2023, South Africa has one of the lowest saving rates in the world, sitting at 0.5%. This means that few South Africans have savings they can dip into during periods of high inflation and recession, and there's never been a better time for working South Africans to cut costs, reduce their spending, and lower their debt burden. Now, insurance premiums are one of the first items consumers target when it comes to trimming their budgets. But when finances are tight, removing your cover is the worst thing you can do. Today we chat to Matakane Tlali, spokesperson for King Price Insurance, about how you can save on your insurance premiums. Welcome, Matakane.
Ina, thank you for having me today.
Why is insurance such a grudge purchase?
I understand the question. Times are tough, Ina, and we are all looking to save in the best way that we can. However, people tend to overlook the importance of insurance. Insurance is not there just to protect us, but also the people around us. So if I can paint an example for you, Ina, let's say you have a building, right? And then the tree in your house, it falls over to your neighbor's house and it damages the property. Now, if you don't have insurance, that would put you at a setback financially because why? You are liable for that damage. But at least you know, if you have insurance, then your insurer is there to assist with regards to assisting your neighbor and rebuilding or repairing the damage of that cost done to that property. So insurance is very important because it's not just for us, but also to protect the people around us and also not to be put at a financial setback.
But it's a grudge purchase because people don't see the immediate benefit.
100%. I do agree with that because people have the mentality of when they want to buy something, they want to see it. It must be something tangible. But look at it like an investment, long term. Like you have your medical insurance, you don't know when you will need it, but when you do need it, at least you know that you are covered. So it's the same like insurance.
Why is short-term insurance such a critical tool to protect our possessions?
Well, we work so hard in life to accumulate the assets that we have. And imagine one day, God forbid, to make an example, you come home, we all have home contents, and somebody's broken into your house and they've stolen all your prized possession. What then? That means that you are at a setback. But at least if you have insurance, that will give you the peace of mind knowing that the insurance is there to indemnify you, which is to put you in the financial position prior to the loss. So at
An
least you know
important
that if
thing.
you have some sort of insurance, then at least it's not going to take you as much time to accumulate your contents if you didn't have insurance before.
What is the best way to save on your short-term insurance?
I like this question. What I like to encourage clients is that engage with your insurer, find out what options they have for you. For instance, if you live in an area that is not so high risk, maybe they can give you a better cover that's going to suit your pocket. Or maybe you can play around with the excesses. There are many options out there, but it's all about calling your insurer, engaging with them, and find out what options they have for you rather than terminating the contract, because it's always best to have some sort of insurance compared to no insurance enough.
What does it mean to bundle your policies? Apparently, that's
I
one
like that.
place you can save.
So bundling your policies means that basically having all your assets with one insurer, of which it can also play to your benefit because with most insurance companies in the market, if you bundle your policies, they're able to give you some sort of a discount. And also with some insurance companies in the industry, let's say, for instance, you have your car, your contents and your building, and something happens to your building. there's a highly likely chance that your contents will be affected as well. So
Mm.
with some insurance companies, they give you the flexibility of having to pay one excess compared to paying a multiple excess, like paying one excess here and having to pay another excess with another insurance company. So, yeah.
I see another tip is to review your short-term insurance. What must you look for when you review your short-term insurance?
100%. So, like I did say before, rather than going the extreme route of canceling your insurance, look what options you have with your insurance, with your current insurer. Maybe you're having a look at your excess. Maybe you're having a look at a better cover. So there are many options that you can look at with your current insurer, only if you are open to the options that they give you. Because, hey, like I did say before, it's better to have some sort of insurance rather than no insurance, and then boom, Murphy's Law hits you.
What does it mean if you are underinsured?
So what it means to be underinsured basically means that you're not covered for the actual replacement value. So to make an example of your home contents, right? Let's say this year, your home contents, the value of your contents at home, they cost about 250,000. Next year, that value is going to change because you need to always insure your items for the current replacement value. So if you're underinsured, this means that there was no update sent to the insurer that, hey, my items have increased, or because you know, as time goes, we always accumulate contents. So it's always best to update with your current insurer so that you are not underinsured should there be an event of theft or damage to your items, because nobody wants to be proportionately paid out because they did not update their current insurer about the replacement value of their contents.
Tell me a bit more about how you paid out when you underinsured.
So, basically, if you are underinsured, right, and there were to be an event of a claim and you haven't updated us about the current replacement value, then we would pay out the value that you gave us initially during the underwriting stage.
Okay, so if I told you my television set is worth 2,000 rand, but in the meantime, if you want to buy a new one, it's 10,000 rand. You only going to pay me out 2,000.
100% if you haven't updated us about the actual replacement value of your TV
And then I
to
have to
them.
add the 8,000.
Yeah,
Woo.
unfortunately, you will be underinsured. So I'd like to stress this to people out there that it's always important to update your insurer about the current replacement value. And you can always do this on an annual basis or when you accumulate your contents so that you're not underinsured should anything happen.
Okay, now you also answered my next question about how to avoid underinsurance. Tell me, why do you pay excess when you claim?
And I like this question because clients tend to think that when something happens to their asset, they don't have to pay an excess. But the excess is the first amount payable in the event of a claim. So, for instance, you have a vehicle that is 150,000, right? And now something happens to that car, it's written off. Then you would need to pay the 3,000 in order for me to cover the remaining damages of your car. So that is why excess is important.
I don't really understand that one.
Okay, let me explain it to you again. So the excess is the first amount payable in the event of a claim. So let's say your car is 150,000 and it's written off. I'm going to ask Ina, as per our contractual agreement, you decided to go on an excess of such and such. Can you please give me that excess in order for me to cover the remaining damages of your car? So let's say the excess that you are comfortable to go with is 3,000. So if your car is stolen, unrecovered, written off, that's the amount that I am going to ask for in order for me to cover the remaining damages of your vehicle.
What must you look for when reviewing the excess on your short-term insurance?
100%. So the excess works like a seesaw. The higher your excess, the cheaper your premium. So also as a client, it's important that you find an excess that is going to be comfortable for you. Because the last thing that you want is that you're having high excess, you get into an accident, God forbid, and you're unable to pay that excess.
And how do you reduce your risks? Because apparently that's also another way to save on your insurance.
100%. So how you can reduce the risk is that if you're driving, follow the rules of the road. If you have a property, maintain your property. But let's say on your property, the security is not the best currently. Beef up the security by getting your burglar bars, getting your electric motors, getting an alarm, and also updating your insurer. And by doing that, it can play in your favor by a much more reduced premium.
I see.
Reduced risk, reduced premium.
So, just to summarize, how do you then save money on your insurance?
So how you can save when it comes to insurance is that call your insurer, find out what options they have for you. And also you can shop around and see what works for your budget. And also with shopping around, cheap doesn't necessarily mean it's the best. So have a look at the reviews. Go on Hello Peter and see what insurance company you would like to associate yourself with, because you need to know what is out there. You don't want to get caught at claim stage whereby you were not sure, you did not do your full research. So shop around, find out what options are there for you.
Mataconi, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Ina. It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure. Thanks.